Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 100 of Phoneboy Speaks. Hey, I got 200 episodes. Not bad, huh? Well, it's, I've done one a day, or thereabouts, for the last 100 days or so. Although, I guess one day I put out two episodes. But, any case, that's where I'm at, and, you know, there seems to be a desire, and I'm not quite sure why, but everybody seems to celebrate milestones like that. Okay, I've gotten into the triple digits, hey. And it kind of depends on how often you do the podcast is, or whatever it is, as to, what milestone you celebrate. No Agenda, for instance, gets to, or it's going to do their 500th episode on Easter Sunday, which, you know, it's funny the dates that, that No Agenda, milestones fall on, no matter which one you pick. You know, that podcast has been going for more than 5 years. It started out as a weekly podcast and then went to twice weekly several years ago, and there you go. And so I'm sort of celebrating the 100th episode by sort of doing it the way I did it the first time, which was just sort of talking into the microphone. I'm not going to do the standard intro or outro. I guess I could do that again. I did that because I felt tired of saying remembering what the intro should be. And, you know, in fact, I wanted to figure out what the title for the episode was after I did it, because that makes more sense. And then I spent too much time, I felt, talking about the different ways you can contact me. So I just figured I would just standardize that, get that down into a tight recording, and then just plonk it onto the end of a recording. But yeah, I don't feel like doing that today, so I'm not going to. But I think the milestones, even however silly they are, they're important to sort of recognize, because it's, you know, it does take some time and effort to do something like this on a daily basis. Yes, it is just me screaming into an iPhone, but there is a little bit of preparation that goes into some of these things. And sometimes I will speak this 4 or 5 times before I actually say, okay, that's good, I'm going to do it. And sometimes I have to do a lot of editing because of either the environment I am in, or because I stumble over my words way too much or whatever. I've gotten a little less picky about doing that now. In fact, with the audio stuff on Blims, because of how it does the recording, there's no way to edit it. You just sort of do it in one take or completely redo it. And I'm like, okay, I guess this is the way I am. I should accept it and move on. And if people are going to listen or not, that's fine. I would like to get a few more listeners, but, you know, this is just what it is. And I don't mind doing it anyway. It's kind of fun. But we'll see how many more of these things I do. I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. So go ahead and send me an email, dwelch@phoneboy.com. You can also send me tweets on Twitter or posts on app.net as Phoneboy. And I'm on Google+ and Facebook, although I don't go on those nearly as much. But hey, that is what we do. So I will see you for the next episode of Phoneboy Speaks. I'm signing off.